From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 5th at 8:56, and we have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning, Kimberly. A little bit of red on the screen this morning on the grains. We're still very highly correlated to the crude oil market and energy markets, and they have really seen some volatility here recently. It's really hard to get a good read on what is happening in the Gulf of Hormuz. Is it open? Is it not? Is it blockaded? Are we allowing ships through? Is the ceasefire on or off? There's been some recent attacks by Iran. And so the energy markets are really in some turmoil right now. But right now, they are down more than $4 a barrel, trading at about 102.30 in the front month crude oil. That's putting a little bit of pressure on the grains this morning. We've had a nice run higher. We've been met with some farmers selling. The planting progress report yesterday did show a nice increase, and the wheat conditions were unchanged to slightly higher in the good to excellent categories. And so this morning, with the negativity in the energy markets and crude oil being down $4, it's seeing some pressure in the grains. Right now, we've got the July corn contract down 4.75 at 4.81 even. That's 6.5 cents off of overnight lows. September corn down 4.25 at 4.86 1/4. December down 3.75 at $5.75. The March of 27 down 3.75 at 5.13 1/2. For those looking some interest out here in the DEIS 27, a year out, down 3.5 cents at 5.07. On the bean side, we've got the front month July bean futures down 3.5 cents, 12.19 1/4. We've got the August down 4, 12.12 even. November futures down 2.5 at 11.94 1/4, with the January of 27 down 2.25 at 12.06. November of 27 beans down 1.25 at 11.48 1/2. We do have the wheat market lower as well. A little bit of rain in the forecast for those dry areas of the plains. Also, crop conditions at least stabilizing in the good to excellent categories and bouncing 1%. We've got July Chicago wheat futures down 8.25 at 6.32 3/4. The September down 8.25 at 6.48 1/4. July Kansas City down an even dime right now, 6.84 1/2, with the December down 10 1/4 at 7.11. And December Minneapolis wheat down 6 1/4 at 7.27 1/4. Saw a big down day yesterday across the livestock complex, particularly live cattle and feeder cattle. Seen a little bit of a bounce today. June live cattle up 165 at 253.40. The August up 162 at 247.85. October's up 172 at 242.17. And December live cattle up 172 at 241.60. Feeders also bouncing back nicely, up 337 in the May feeders, 369.97. The September's up 322 at 368.02. October's up 325 at 365.82. And November feeders up 320 at 363. Small bounce in the lean hogs, with the June's up 35 at $100.10. July is up 40 at 102.22. August up 35 at 102.72. And October's up 40 at 88.85, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day and a good week. Coming up at 9 a.m., 1A starts on AM 580 and Classic Mornings with Vic DiGeronimo on FM 90.9. IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says there's a chance of some rain today, otherwise cloudy skies and cooler with a high of 59 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with rain likely and a low of 42 degrees. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 58 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.